The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision to her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus asks, "Will he not see to it that justice is done for them speedily?" So here's a mystery that maybe you've struggled with over the years. Maybe you have. I know I certainly have. It's the many, many times in the scriptures in which God, on one hand, promises that he's going to act quickly, speedily, swiftly, at once, without delay. And then he proceeds to delay, and for a very, very long time. One of the last lines in the whole Bible at the end of the book of Revelation, Jesus announces, "Behold, I'm coming again, and quickly I'm coming soon." That was written 1900 years ago. You know, you start to get the impression that God's understanding of the word soon and our understanding of the word soon are different understandings. Or St. Peter, he says, you know, "For God, 1,000 years or is a day, and a day or is 1,000 years. And I don't know, maybe that's true for God, but it is definitely not true for you and me. So here's the question. How do you reconcile God's repeated promises to act quickly with your lived experience that he does not? Well, there's been many, many intelligent and very prayerful people down through the years who have wrestled with solutions to this dilemma. And there's a number of proposed solutions. One of them goes like this. It's death and judgment that are coming quickly. And when they come, you'll feel like they came so quickly. Like, how does the scriptures refer to the last judgment? What do all the people say? They say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and they say to the rivers, 'Hide us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us,' and they say, 'If only I had more time.' It's all very quick. You know what that's like. Have you ever been caught with your hand in the cookie jar? Mom walks around the corner, and there you are, with nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and you say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' And it's all so very quick." That's one proposed solution. Here's another. It's that with the magnitude of the task that's before you, there is no time to lose. There is just not enough time left. And if you've ever struggled to free yourself from a sin, maybe you regularly fall back again and again into anger or impatience or any number of sins, and you really want to be free of it, and you realize how great is the task, it almost seems like one entire lifetime is not enough. It's all very quick, not to mention the monumental task of trying to bring other people to the Lord. But one thing is for absolute sure. Whatever you read in the scriptures and whatever is attributed to God, please know that God is a standard of truth, not me. And if God says he's acting swiftly, my task is not to hold God in the dock and to place myself in as the judge and to accuse God of dishonesty. My task, rather, is to conform myself to what God wants to say there. That's my salvation. That's my holiness. And what you'll come to discover is that when God says he's going to act swiftly and quickly, it really does depend on the circumstances, and that's definitely the case today. When Jesus says that God will be swift, he's not talking about this worldly justice. He's talking about the last judgment. In fact, the entire point of the parable is if you're waiting for this worldly justice in a fallen, broken world, you are in for a very long wait. The entire point of the parable is that there are many things for which we just simply need to persevere and to hold on to our faith that God will not fail to act. You ever noticed the greatest, most important things in life, and I mean all of them, take time. They require perseverance, or they simply never come about. Take love, for example. It takes years and years for love to ripen, and it just doesn't come quickly. I once upon a time knew a couple. They literally saw each other across the parking lot and simultaneously had the exact same thought, that's the one I'm going to marry. And they say, well, you know, it's love at first sight. Well, no, it's not. There's really no such thing. It might be intuition at first sight. It might be deep insight at first sight. But love requires perseverance, doesn't it? Take forgiveness as an example. How many times did Jesus tell us to forgive? Depending on your Bible translation, he either said 70 times or 70 times 7 times, which is another way of saying that forgiveness takes perseverance. It might take your entire life to forgive one single offense, and again and again and again, you keep coming back to it and deciding, not feeling, but choosing to forgive. And it takes perseverance. It takes time. Or how about faith? You know, faith comes when it comes. I can't tell you how many people I've known down through the years who have tried to browbeat a loved one into believing. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a child. You know, it's like they're like, I'm impatient, I need you to believe what I believe now, as if they're handing them a bottle and say, here, drink this, you'll get it, right? No. It takes time. And all the things that God are about, things like love and faith and forgiveness, they all take time. Is it any surprise that Jesus tells us we must persevere? Because God's all about relationships. And relationships take shared time and suffering for them to become what they're meant to become. Now, don't misunderstand. There are definitely times in which God really does act very swiftly. I think one of the best examples of that is confession. You go to confession and immediately you're given absolution and you are so forgiven, just like mama bear snatched the cub out of danger, faster than lightning, you're forgiven. But if it seems like God does not act swiftly, please understand. It's not that God is unjust. It's not that God is being deceptive. It's there's a lesson that's yet to be learned, and that lesson requires time and perseverance. And it can be frustrating, because we can feel like God is AWOL, or God is asleep at the wheel, and God most certainly is not. It's just that there's a judgment coming. And the just judge wants you to pass. Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on the earth? I always say that question remains unanswered because the answer depends on you. Let's have the faith to believe that God is true to all of his promises. And we'll ask the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Albert the Great, pray for us.